It's time to go into the kitchen now for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Chef Tony and Michaela Bradley. Well, they have a special breakfast treat this week.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're here at the Dreamfinders model home at the Palms at Nocatee, where it's a natural gas community. Today we've got back with us again, Chef Justin, from fresh from Florida. So we're excited to have you back. And what do we have for us today?
Absolutely, Michaela. Thank you for having me again. Today, we brought a really fun recipe that can be made ahead of time and is very versatile. But basically, this is a breakfast casserole, a Florida blueberry breakfast casserole. So it's a little sweet, a little savory. Kids are gonna love this. I tell you what, everybody's gonna love this.
Well, when
dish.
You say casserole, I think that's a family-friendly word.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
You have a lot of kids and people in my house. I'm excited to learn about this one today.
All right, well, let's get started. So we have our wonderful Florida blueberries, and these are in season. If they're not in season, then you can always use something else, whatever your favorite fruit is. The main base of our recipe today, we're gonna use croissants. So you could really use whatever bread you like as well. You could use a whole wheat or a white, whatever you have around the house. So
okay.
I'm just gonna kind of roughly cut these because I want them cut down into about crouton size. And they're gonna go into a casserole dish here. And okay. There's some underneath. Yep,
okay.
You wanna go ahead and put those in.
Cheater ones.
Mm-hmm. We've already, we sprayed our casserole dish with a little bit of nonstick spray there just to help. All right, beautiful. You're going to pat that down. You can put in a layer of blueberries a little bit on top, and then a little bit of this cream cheese as well. And in the meantime, I'm going to make the binder, which is basically just eggs and milk. Yep, little cubes of cream cheese. We'll save a few for the top.
Oh, okay.
So the top looks good. So I'm going to crack in my eggs here real quick. It's looking good. And then another layer of the croissant on top. We're gonna just whisk them up with just a little bit of milk real quick. Okay, beautiful. Push it down. That looks good. Perfect.
Delicious.
Now we'll just pour this right over. And then this is gonna go right into a 350 degree oven. And we're gonna let it bake and it's gonna set up beautifully. Off it goes to the oven.
And do we put anything on top of that, Ben?
Yeah, we do have a few things to put on top. Of course, we've got, like to serve it with syrup. We're also gonna make a little bit of fresh cream and garnish it with a fresh mint. But so now that you've seen this recipe, tell me a little bit about maybe how you would use this recipe with your family.
Well, I think anytime that we have guests in town for games, I think it's important to have something prepared to make our mornings a little bit more efficient. So if we can prepare this beforehand, I think it's a win for everybody.
Absolutely. Yummy and relatively healthy and fresh. Definitely crowd pleasing.
For that blueberry breakfast casserole recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.